Proclamation number 6369 of 1st of October, 1955. Everlasting notice to the work of love. Again and again you are addressed by me because I have infinitely much to say to you and because I have to repeat much to you so that it will deeply penetrate your hearts, so that you will never forget it again. Because it belongs to the knowledge which will make you happy in the spiritual kingdom. Therefore, again and again I have to present to you what you still don't attach enough importance to, only then can I guide you into deeper knowledge which, however, you can always increase, which always opens up new areas for you and always brings you new knowledge. My flow of love will never be exhausted. And this means as much as that wisdom, too, never has limits. That you can therefore always and constantly receive from me and yet you will never have reached the bottom of knowledge. But that unlimited beatitude still await you, just as my flow of love is unlimited. There is much you still need to know, yet this also requires your unlimited will to love. If this falters, then the supply of knowledge must also necessarily falter, but if your will to love increases, then the supply of knowledge will also be increased. And thus you yourselves determine the degree of knowledge in which you stand. I am always willing to hand out, yet I cannot give where the prerequisites are not fulfilled. Where the vessel does not open so that my flow of love can flow in, so that I can pour out my spirit into that vessel. Therefore I speak to you again and again and draw your attention to the first condition. That you practice love. And therefore these words must always be repeated. For you do not yet understand the importance of working in love, you do not yet know the full extent of the effect of a life of love. Again and again I will point out to you humans to kindle love in yourselves. But if you do so you will also be able to receive an unlimited amount of knowledge and it will become ever more enlightened in you. But then you cannot help but live a life of love, and then I will always be with you to speak to you and to present everything to you which will help you to become blissfully happy. But as long as love is not mentioned enough, the right purpose of life will not be fulfilled either, and this means a darkened spirit, it means a lack of knowledge, misguided thinking and walking in error. Both on the part of those who should proclaim my teaching of love as well as on the part of people who are thus deprived of the teaching of love. And too little love is preached. The name of Jesus Christ is so often spoken by those who feel called to proclaim the truth. Yet far too little mention is made of my teaching of love. Otherwise it should look better among humanity which only knows the commandment of love by hearsay, but does not fulfill it. For love has grown cold amongst people and too little is done to rekindle it. For this reason I myself speak to people again and again, and wherever it is possible to instruct people through my spirit I will always emphasize love. I will always point out to them that love is the first thing you have to consider. Again and again I will make the effects of a way of life in love obvious and also give people abundant opportunities to be active in love. But I will also impart profound knowledge to those who fulfill my commandments of love. Knowledge which will enliven them and make them strive ever more eagerly towards ascent. Knowledge which they can increase themselves at any time because there are no limits to the activity of love either and because the light which emerges from the fire of love will shine ever brighter. Amen.